Шумер Исраэл, Шумер Исраэл, Аль-Йовад Исраэл, Аумрим Шема Исраэл.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The eternal life. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Noah's Ark, stars Sam Jaffe and was written by Virginia Mazur. It was freely adapted from the story of the same name by Israel Zangwill and is presented in observance of the 25th anniversary of his death. I am Israel Zangwill. In the Historical Society of the City of Buffalo in the state of New York, there rests a weathered stone marker with this inscription.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. Ararat, the city of refuge for the Jews, founded by Mordecai and Noah, September 1825, in the 50th year of American independence.
I've seen this marker with my own eyes, and out of it, this story was born. Now, Mordecai Emanuel Noah was a flesh and blood man. Not the invention of this writer, alas, but God's. And the dream he dreamed is a part of recorded history. But Polony, who shared his dream, he is mine. The name means anybody. My Polony lived in the city of Frankfurt in the Judengasse, the ghetto. He had a small shop where he made a small living selling books and religious articles. Unfortunately, Polony had the soul of a poet, and God had so chosen for him to live in times that would have tried the soul of a crocodile.
Keep the road, you, with all the other animals. Look, you see the sign? The footpath is not for you.
I feel like a little sport today. Let's knock this one's hat off.
Teach him to mind his manners. My turn next. Watch me hit this window.
These were ordinary happenings in the city of Frankfurt in Germany in the year 1823. Some took it philosophically.
Persecution. It has its seasons. It comes and goes. One must crawl through it like a snowstorm.
But not Polony. His soul shriveled. His heart was a stone. All the little streams of poetry that fed his spirit dried up.
Polony! Polony!
Softly, Ezra. You will wake the dead.
Polony, it's morbid of you to spend so much time in the cemetery.
It comforts me. In these times, Ezra, the good place is the place of death.
There have been worse times. Get up, man. I ran all the way up the hill to get you. There's a great to-do in the street. The rabbi's received a proclamation. He's going to post it on the synagogue door.
Proclamation? What else is there to proclaim about? Perhaps the Archduke will proclaim that now the ghetto gate will be locked at all time instead of just at sunset.
But I'm telling you, there may be good news in this proclamation.
I refuse to become excited. 10 years ago, when the late Archduke abolished the ghetto of our city, I composed a poem to him in Hebrew. It had in it quotations from the Talmud, the Bible. I closed my shop for 3 days to write it.
Polony, this proclamation is from America.
America? What is America to us? No. There can be no good news, I tell you, until we've gathered together again as one people. until God's word is again a living thing. Then we shall need no proclamations. Our voice shall trumpet, and the walls will come tumbling down.
Baloney. Come along.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody!
Let the rabbi read.
Wherefore, I, Mordecai Emanuel Noah, citizen of the United States of America, High Sheriff of the City of New York, Counselor at law, and by the grace of God, judge of Israel, have issued this proclamation.
Mordecai Manuel Noah? Who is he?
Father Noah, come to life again.
Why is this American proclaiming to us?
Quiet! Quiet, please!
Announcing to the Jewish people throughout the world that an asylum is prepared to them where they can enjoy peace, comfort, and happiness. An asylum in a free and powerful country where ample protection is secured their person, property, and religious rights. An asylum where Israel may repose in peace under his vine and fig tree.
Father Noah is drunk again.
Silence! Let the rabbi read!
Baloney, you're pale, you're shaking. What is it?
This may have fallen from heaven,
this
Ezra.
This place of refuge is in the state of New York, near Buffalo. And the spot to which I invite my people from the whole world is called Grand Island. Here I am resolved to lay the foundations of a state called Ararat.
Noah's Ark!
Ararat is open to all Jews everywhere, to the Karaites and the Samaritans, our brethren in Cochin China, the black Jews of India and Africa, all are welcome.
He's inviting us into the Ark 2x2.
Silence! I command you, silence!
What is this? Baloney commanding?
Brethren, this is no joke.
To Baloney, the little bookseller of Frankfurt, it seemed that all his life he'd been waiting to hear these words that came now from across the Atlantic. Before this, he'd been only a shadow that found substance to suffer. A voice of weeping in the wilderness. A bubble blown of tears. A dream. A mist. A nobody. Now, before the eyes of the town, he was transformed into a man with a purpose. An idea.
Baloney! Baloney!
Yes, Ezra. Just a moment.
Baloney, will you please stop pounding with that hammer? I brought the rabbi to speak to you.
Oh, forgive me, rabbi. I was taking down my sign. There's so much to be done, you see.
I told you he's an earnest, Rabbi Joseph. He's closing his store, selling his stock. Speak to him. Stop him.
Baloney, you're a poet, a visionary. I can see how you've been attracted to this foreigner's invitation.
It is the answer to all my prayers. To all of our prayers.
But, Baloney, we know nothing about this Mordecai Manuel Noah. I've studied the document carefully, given it much prayer and thought. This is my conclusion. God alone knows the epoch of the Israelite restoration. He alone will make it known to the whole universe, not Mordecai Manuel Noah.
God has always worked his wonders through human means, Rabbi Joseph. If you'll pardon my mentioning it. Moses.
Baloney, you're contradicting the rabbi. But let's not get into a religious argument. Tell him he's throwing away a decent livelihood, Rabbi Joseph.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, and it shall return to thee after many days.
But after how many days? The Bible doesn't say that, does it, Rabbi Joseph? Nor does it say how Baloney will live in the meantime.
Man does not live by bread alone. The rabbi will tell you that himself, Ezra.
Say something, Rabbi Joseph. You must know some text, huh, to contradict them.
It is useless. My passage is booked for America, for Ararat.
Then go with our blessing, Baloney.
And when this Mordecai Manuel Noah and his Ararat proves to be a fraud, come back to us.
No, Ezra, you will come back to me. All of you here. You'll see.
Thank you.
So Polony sailed for America alone. He alone, out of all the Jews of Frankfurt, had answered the summons of Mordecai Manuel Noah. He alone, out of all the Jews of the world, it seemed. Then he reached New York.
Ararat? Ararat, I never heard of it. Oh, wait, isn't that Bible place where Noah rested his ark?
Yes, it is also the new homeland for all the Jews of the world.
Well, the first I knew of a stranger. New York City is good enough for me. Better ask somebody else.
Wait, please wait. Do you know a man named Mordecai Manuel Noah?
Mordecai Manuel Noah, of course. Everybody knows him. His office is in that tall building down the street, the three-story one. But I doubt if you'll find him in. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's Mordecai M. Noah.
So, you are Polony of Frankfurt, my first colonist.
Come 3,000 miles to kiss the hem of your garment, Mordecai Manuel Noah.
No, my friend. It is enough that you've caught the greatness of my conception.
I've lived in the ghetto, oppressed and derided.
All that is at an end. Come here. I will show you a map of Grand Island where Ararat, our state, will be located. Here. See how nobly we are situated in the Niagara River, near the world-famous falls, which, by the way, will water-power our machinery.
Machinery? I am a poet, a bookseller by trade.
Both very necessary to our new state. We are the center of the world. Here is our Jerusalem without the fear of the legions of Titus.
It is the 18th chapter of Isaiah fulfilled. For what is the land shadowing with wings which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia but your colony?
Well said. Well said. I will extend your thought. What is the land but America shadowing us with the wings of the eagle?
America shadowing us with the wings of the eagle. What of those who are now in possession of the land?
Only a few red Indians live there now.
And must they be turned out for us?
Of course not, my friend. Of course not. All the oppressed of the world will find refuge here. There will be no gates to our colony. Besides, as for the red Indians, they are our own blood brothers anyway.
Blood brothers?
Carried away by the king of Assyria. There is not the slightest doubt that the Indians are the 10 lost tribes.
Astonishing.
My own theory. I shall publish a book on the subject when I find the time.
The Indians? I suppose I can arrange to lodge with them until I've secured a house of my own.
Lodgings, my dear man? A house?
I'm anxious to settle at Ararat at once.
At once? But, my dear fellow, there is no place to settle. At this moment, there is only a trackless forest.
A forest? But you said...
Ah, you are dismayed. Don't you understand? There is no such place as Ararat except on this map and in my head. We are going to celebrate the laying of the foundation stone of Ararat in Buffalo.
In Buffalo? But why not in Ararat itself?
My dear fellow, have I not made myself clear? Ararat is at this moment nothing but a forest on an island in the middle of the river. There is no way of reaching it but by canoe. There is no one there at the present but scattered tribes of Indians.
But our people... All the people of the world who received your proclamation, surely they'll be arriving.
Of course, of course. In time. As a matter of fact, my dear fellow, your coming has taken me a little by surprise. Rome was not built in a day, you know. Ah, you look disappointed. You are still brooding because it is not feasible to hold our founding ceremony at Ararat itself, eh? I can appreciate that. You are a poet. The symbolism is important to you. Very well. We shall lay the stone at Buffalo, but on Ararat itself, a staff shall be planted with the flag of Israel.
The flag of Israel? Yes. Yes.
And you shall plant it.
I? Oh, this is too much. I do not deserve it.
I shall have the flag made at once.
I shall leave for Ararat as soon as it is ready. It shall be waving on Ararat before you open the celebration in Buffalo.
You are a man of action. I like that.
The flag of Israel. The Lion of Judah and 7 stars.
Buffalo, with its muddy, unpaved streets and great trees up which squirrels and chipmunks ran, was still half in and half out of Mother Earth when Polony reached there. He looked about for a guide to paddle him across the Niagara to Ararat, 12 miles away.
Ararat. Ararat? Never heard of it, stranger.
It lies on Grand Island and is to be the new homeland for my people. I am to plant this flag there.
Oh, now I recollect. Going to be a ceremony here to celebrate, you say. Folks coming from all over. Governor, maybe. There ain't nobody on the island now but Indians. Nobody can get you there but one of the same.
Where can I find an Indian?
Well, they come to the store to trade sometimes. I'll ask around. Yeah, well, stranger, promised you an Indian. Here he is. Name's Red Jacket. Lives on Grand Island, and he'll paddle you there this afternoon.
I'm most grateful to you. And to you, Red Jacket. Shalom Aleichem.
Huh?
Shalom Aleichem.
He doesn't know what you're talking about. I don't myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd understood from my friend Noah that the Indians were members of our 10 lost tribes of Israel. Shalom Aleichem is our Hebrew greeting. It means peace be with you.
Come. We got a long way to go.
The sight of Grand Island, wild and fresh from God's hands, moved Pelone to tears. The joy of city building dawned upon him. The immense pleasure of beginning afresh, of inscribing free ideas upon the plastic universe.
That sound. Why, what is it, Red Jacket?
Eagle.
An eagle. It is a sign from heaven. Here under the widow's wings shall our flag be unfurled. Without delay, I must drive in the staff and let the lions of Judah fly.
Stick too heavy. Red Jacket, help.
There. There now. This will do for the present. Later, we will drive it fast.
Hmm.
Look, the wind is catching the flag. Shichiona vikumona vihigiono lazman hazeh. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has kept us alive and preserved us and enabled us to reach this day.
Come, black cloud in sky. Red Jacket paddle you back to Buffalo before storm come.
Back to Buffalo? Oh, no. Don't you understand, my good fellow? I am staying here.
From Grand Island, Pelone heard the salvo of 24 guns in Buffalo that saluted the laying of the foundation stone of Ararat. Alas, a storm blew on the river that day, and his Indian friend could not be persuaded to paddle him across to attend.
It is just as well. When you and I planted the flag of Israel, Red Jacket, that was the true ceremony.
You hungry? I bring fish. Eat.
No, no, my good friend. I can take your provisions.
Eat.
Very well, then, if you insist. But I'll repay you amply when Mordecai Noah arrives. He will be here any day now with the other settlers.
A week went by, and no Mordecai Manuel Noah. Another. And then the passing boat dropped off a letter to Pelone.
My dear Pelone... A hurried line to
report our celebration a great success. They told me in Buffalo that you duly set out to plant the flag of Israel as agreed upon. Heaven bless you. My heart is too full for words. I had hoped to find time to behold in person the sublime spectacle of our flag flying over Ararat. But urgent legal business calls me back to New York. I would strongly advise your returning to Same to spend the winter there in comfort and... returning in the spring to build our city.
No.
Knowing your indomitable will, I am afraid my entreaties are useless. I therefore appoint you keeper of the records. To you shall be given to write the new book of the Chronicles of Israel.
Keeper of the records? Chronicler of Israel?
So the winter slipped away, and still there was nothing to record. No events to chronicle.
Where are all the others? Why don't they come?
No human inhabitant of the island save Pelone and the neighboring Indians. So winter came again, and there was still nothing for the chronicler of Israel to record, save the witchery of the snow-white world. Pelone, wrapped in his blanket, crouched in his bark shelter beside his campfire. He prayed for a strength to hold out against the elements until spring.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Winter cold, like Red Jacket say.
Shalom aleichem, my friend.
Winter sickness bad. Bring furs. They keep you warm.
Thank you, Red Jacket. Thank you. I do not know if Noah was right that you belong to the lost tribes of Israel. It doesn't matter.
Put fur around shoulders, like this.
Red Jacket, as soon as it is spring, my chief will come and all the others. We shall begin to build our city. I must not die, Red Jacket.
And the wheel turned, and spring wore slowly round again. The icicles melted and the river flowed uncurdled. And at last, one sunny day, a boat arrived. Pelone was too weak to meet it. But Red Jacket brought the letter that it bore.
My dear Pelone, in all haste, I ask you to abandon your post at Ararat. As time passes, I'm beginning to see that our only hope for the establishment of Zion is in the Holy Land itself.
Boat bring bad news.
Zion alone has magnetism for the Jews. It is in Jerusalem that we shall recreate Solomon's temple. The ports of the Mediterranean will begin to be open to the busy hum of commerce. The fields will bear the fruitful harvest. This is our destiny.
Sunshine now. Earth, wake up again. Your chief come. Build city.
Red Jacket, I was wrong. There will be no city here. It is dead before birth. Perhaps we shall never have a city except those we build for others.
You angry because chief will not come build city here?
No, I am one kind of a man. He is another. Perhaps he is right. Who knows?
You go back home now?
No. I stay. I've been hungry here. I've been cold. I've been sick. But I've been a free man. This is home. This is home. Red Jacket, the winds blew the flag away, but the pole is still there. If I should die...
Spring come. Earth, wake up. You'll feel better.
The spring came, as Red Jacket had said. The young buds popped out. The young birds sang. But it came too late for Pelone.
We have done what he said to. He is buried where Pole is.
We go back to camp now?
No. White man always say something at grave.
What?
He come from far across water. When he sick, he talk in strange tongue. I only know a word he say each time we come. Maybe... is wrong word to say.
Say it.
Sholem Aleichem.
Sholem Aleichem.
The cornerstone of Ararat, laid for the salvo of 24 guns, rests today in the Buffalo Historical Society. The flagpole marking the grave of Polony has long since molded away. But what of the dream that was dreamed in the busy, spinning, topsy-turvy head of Mordecai Manuel Noah? What of the stubborn faith of the little bookseller of Frankfurt? I've often been called a cynic. But in my gladder moments, I like to believe that both are alive somewhere on this earth today.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Maurice Levin, Chairman of the National Committee on Endowment Development of the Jewish Theological Seminary and a member of the seminary's Board of Overseers. Mr. Levin.
In a land darkened by hate and tyranny, where human beasts have broken the limbs of their victims, torn their quivering flesh, burned the blood in their throbbing veins, and buried them alive, Polony, old, tortured and twisted by the fires of persecution, dreamed of a world of freedom in his night of desperation, and in his night of desperation braved the perilous sea to find it. Thus, with his broken dreams and poetic soul, Polony came to America to plant in untrodden wilderness the seed of Mordecai Noah's vision. But the soil was not yet ready to bring forth the fruit of his hopes, and he failed in his mission of emancipation. Blasted by disappointment, he gave his broken body to the rapids of Niagara. But his nobility of soul and purpose will remain an everlasting remembrance. Life that could have been made more beautiful has been made more bitter by the crusaders of hate and violence who willfully brought their deadly poison to the well of man's happiness. And we have learned with our blood and tears that no philosophy can humanize, no charity soften, no religion reclaim, and no miracle convert the torturing, murdering, devouring swine who have trampled upon the glory of the world, bowed in bondage the noblest of the earth, and left their stigma of abhorrence upon the face of civilization, which not all the waters of the seas can wash away. How much brighter, how more peaceful will be the golden rays of dawn and the mellow flush of evening twilight, if, like Polony, we were the ambassadors of love and light, and let them shine forth from our hearts with the natural force and impulse of the morning sunbeam. How much happier we would be if we employed our love and strength to brighten the flickering lamps which have been a beacon on the long and weary climb to the human ideal. Only when we have learned to so live and love and serve will the foul and poisonous rattlers in their slimy swamps rot away. The voice of chaos be silenced, the mournful achievement of the sword end, and man move into a fuller life and a happier world.
Thank you, Mr. Levin. Our eternal light drama today, Noah's Ark, was written by Virginia Mazur and was presented in observance of the 25th anniversary of the death of Israel Zangwill. The story was based on material in the selected works of Israel Zangwill published by the Jewish Publication Society of America. Sam Jaffe starred as Polony and John Stanley was featured as Zangwill. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.